Andres Segovia is credited with single-handedly bringing the guitar back to respectability in Western classical music. You're listening to him here playing the music of Bach. Here to talk about the latest generation of guitarists who are building on Segovia's legacy is Fred Child, the host of NPR's Performance Today. A little bit more first about the background of Andres Segovia.
Andres Segovia, born in 1893 in Spain, never had a guitar teacher. He was totally self-taught on guitar, and it's really true. He did single-handedly take the guitar from being a folk instrument into this place of respectability in the world of classical music. He inspired not just dozens, scores, maybe hundreds of composers to write classical music for the guitar, made 50 LPs, more than 50 LPs, toured America and Europe every year for more than three decades. He was a wonderful ambassador for the guitar.
And you're here to shake down his legacy just a little bit.
Well, yeah, actually, because he was so important in the evolution of guitar, I think as a guitarist, Andres Segovia is actually a little bit overrated. The guitar is really hard to play well. It's easy to make the strings squeak when you move your left hand up and down the neck, easy to make the strings buzz a little bit if you don't put your left fingers in just the right place on the frets. Segovia was a very good guitarist, but you could hear these little imperfections in his playing sometimes. And I want to play just a little bit for you here. That's not bad by any means. I wish I could play this well, frankly. But the first chord buzzes, and then the strings squeak a couple of times. Then there's another buzzy string, and all that is just in the first 5 seconds here. Now, I don't know if you can even hear that, Melissa. It's pretty subtle. I mean, this is good playing from Andres Segovia.
Well, it's interesting because what you're talking about is imperfections. I mean, I hear fingers squeaking on the strings and I hear the musician who's playing. I think that lends it some humanity.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, you do hear the guy with his guitar. You hear the mechanics of playing the guitar. I think some of today's players are getting beyond that, though. They're getting beyond the point where you hear the mechanics of playing the guitar, and what you hear is the music. What you hear is what the composer had in mind. And I think Andres Segovia didn't quite get us to that ideal sound, and some of the players of today are getting us there.
Well, let's listen to one of them. Who have you brought in?
Well, there's a new CD from a guitarist named Jason Vio, a 30-year-old American guitarist, and at that tender age in the world of classical music anyway. He's already head of the guitar department at the Cleveland Institute of Music. His most recent CD is music by a Spanish composer named Isaac Albanus. And there's a passage I want to play for you here where Jason is playing with great speed. And usually in classical music, there's a trade-off between speed and clarity, not just on guitar, but on anything. You get one, you give up the other. Well, Jason has great speed and great clarity right here. That's from a piece called Torre Bermejo by Isaac Albanus. Jason Vio playing that on a new CD called Sevilla. Just wonderful playing, and you don't hear the strings squeaking. You don't hear his fingers on the guitar. You don't hear him leaning and creaking on the instrument. You just hear the music.
Who else is part of this new generation that we're talking about here?
Well, actually, a guitar hero of Jason Vio's is a guy named David Russell. He's 51 years old. What I love about David Russell is he has a kind of, I call it understated virtuosity. I mean, he's a wonderful player, but it never sounds like he's trying to impress you or draw attention to his own ability. Your attention is always going to the way he's shaping the music. Here's a section where he moves so gracefully and quickly between delicacy and power on the guitar, and it's all done with perfect articulation.
Curious about something here. The cover of the CD from Jason Vio shows him playing what looks to be a a newfangled kind of guitar. And I'm wondering if technologically, if these new players have access to guitars that allow them to do things that Andrés Segovia could not do.
You know, that's a good point, actually. Andrés Segovia did encourage luthiers, guitar makers, to build guitars that did have more capabilities. Jason Vio and David Russell are both playing recent guitars. And yes, they're a little more even and uniform up and down the neck. The strings are made with more precision. So yes, these guys do have better, finer quality instruments to play that may help them as they improve on the technique of Segovia.
It's wonderful to listen to, and they're remarkable players. But I still come back to this question, which is, do you think something is lost here? Do you think there's some soul that you hear in the music when Andrés Segovia plays that isn't quite there with these younger players?
Well, as a totally subjective question, really, Andrés Segovia was a wonderful, charismatic man, and yes, a deeply soulful musician. But I don't think creating better technique, more expressive technique, more evocative sounds on guitar means losing soul. I think it means creating more possibilities in sound.
Fred, nice talking with you.
Thanks, Melissa.
Fred Child is host of NPR's Performance Today.